Simin Tafresh Ayin Vov and Tafresh Ayin Zayin Be'ezras Hashem Yizbarach. The Mechaber says the Manik Vodel Rishon Varach Gimu Brachis Lahalik Ner Chanukko Shalten Yisim Meshech Yonu Im Loi Bir Zman Vodel Rishon Varach Vodel Sheni Oy Kishi Yizkar. You're supposed to light the Brachas Oyver Lasi Yosan, like Ramot says in Sif Beis, and if you forgot to say Shech Yonu, then you say Shech Yonu the next night. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here what the proper nusach of the brachas are. So he says that this is a machlekes. It's really a machlekes in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi as to what the bracha is. Ladik ner shal chanukah, like the Bavli says, or al hadlokas ner chanukah, al hadlokah. L'maisa we pass in ladik ner shal chanukah, and the Marshal says you should say it as one word, shela chanukah. The reason being, so the mafarshim bring down that ner Shabbos it's mutter to be mishamash l'irno. Therefore, it's not just for Shabbos. It's for you to be netted from. As opposed to Chanukah, it's dafka for Chanukah. Shela Chanukah. That's the only thing that it's for Chanukah, nothing else. I think the Chazon Ish says, the Ebrosah brought down the Chazon Ish said he was makbid. However, like the Mishnah Berurah says, Kimdumani Rav of the Ulam is not Nereg Lahakbid Bazel. Some people don't say Ladik Ner Shel Chanukah, they say Ladik Ner Chanukah. However, those that say Shel Chanukah, Rav of the Ulam says it as two words, Shel Chanukah. Bazman hazeh v'loi ubizman hazeh, because the nisim happened then and not now, unfortunately. V'giyonu lizman hazeh halam b'chir v'loi v'patach. The lama should be shechiyonu v'kiyimonu v'giyonu lizman hazeh and not lazman hazeh. Now, I think Roy Rubam of the Ulam also do not do like this. Roy v'Ulam ein makbidim hazeh. Rather, they say lazman hazeh, not lizman. The reason why you would say lizman is because the Matan Moshe says that Matan Moshe was a Talmud of Marashal. He says that Lazman with a Lamed is like Lehazman, to the Zman, the Zman of Miyuchud. Now, we already said Lazman Hazeh to this man. You're already saying Hazeh, which tells you that it's Miyuchud. So it's redundant to say Lahazman Hazeh is like to the Zman, which is Miyuchud, which is this time. That's redundant, and therefore you should say Lizeman, two Shvaz. But you don't say have two shvoz one after the next. So therefore the lam is switching to a chirik and it turns into lizman. Now the truth is, for the exact same reason, you should really say shasam nisim lavi seinu bayimim ahim bizman hazeh, according to Mishnah Berurah. And those that say that. Because bazman is zman, bazman hazeh, bazman hamiyuchod, and once you're saying hazeh, which you're already explaining that this is the zman which is miyuchod, so there's no reason to say bazman. And those people that say bizman also, however, in all the siddurim it says lazman, and that is the meaning of the Olam to say shechanu kimanu migyanu lazman hazeh. Certain things that the Mishnah Berurah says interesting specifically, and come out all the siddurim, all the sateif batitzis, he says the sateif bititzis, and all the siddurim everybody says the sateif batitzis. But kimdumani, that's the meaning of Olam, is at the end of the day it's what's written in the siddurim. Generally, that's kriveya, the minig of the Olam, and the minig of the Olam is to say lazman with a patach and not with a chirik. Sif beiz milel rishon ve'elech mevarach beiz lahalik v'shasen nisim mevarach lebarach kodem shiyaschal hadik. The Mishnah Berurah says over here you're supposed to light all the brachas beforehand. If you did not light them beforehand, if you're still in the middle of lighting them, he brings down a kivega that says you can still light them. You're all considered kivega, brings down a series of three different times together. But he says if you're still in the middle of being madlik, then it's all considered as part of the mitzvah, and you're allowed to make all the brachas before you finish being madlik. Let's say you finish being madlik and you realize you didn't make the brachas. Lahadlik, you can't make any more tonight. Farfal. The only other ones you can make, it says Mishnah Berurah, Alpida Rukiveger. The Rukiveger doesn't talk about this kid specifically, but Alpida Rukiveger, you should be able to make a She'osan Nisim and a Shechiyonu. The problem is, like everybody points out, it's pointed out in the bottom of Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkan Beis that if you do not make a Shechiyonu at the time of the Adlaka, then afterwards you shouldn't make it. Vim nizker achar ha-adlaka, einu mevarach b'layla zu oid. If you remember it after the Adlaka, then you cannot make a bracha on this night anymore. So how come in Sifkot and Dalet, he says that if you do not make a bracha before the Adlaka, then you can make a shasa nisim and a shechenu afterwards. The Sharatim says, lo yigara min araya. You're no worse than araya that's allowed to make these brachas. So thus happens over here, he says that you can make the shechenu afterwards, and over there he says that you can't make the shechenu afterwards. So lechor you could say, the reason why he said you can't make the shechenu afterwards is talking about that it's after half an hour. So it's not the zman adlaka anymore. They were mesakin it, it's just adlaka. But after the shas adlaka, you can't make it. As opposed to 6,000 dollars, it's talking about that It's still in the first half an hour. So once you're in the middle of the Shas Hadlaka, you can make a Shas Anitzim, and you can make a Shechianu. Bechlal, Yesh La'ayim, we'll have to see Memshech. Can a Raya make a Bracha on a Menur that's already been lit more than half an hour? Maybe it's not considered a Menur Chanukah anymore. It's not Mitzvah Chanukah once it's after half an hour. That we'll see Memshech, Reza Hashem. So Mela, if it's within the half an hour, you can make the Shechianu. If it's after half an hour, then you can't. I saw that the Oiz Vahadar Mishan Brura, they were Sosim with Har Taitan. It is Sosim in the Mishan Brura, in the Sharatin also, maybe it's Shtekel Mashma, not that way. I thought maybe another Pshat, that the difference is whether you're making a Shech Yonu by itself or you're making a Sha'asa Nisim also. If you're making a Sha'asa Nisim also, Chazal were Mesakin that the Brachis of Shech Yonu, the Sharatin declares, was the Shech Yonu of Chanukah. Is that similar to other Yom Tovim? That you make a Shechianu afilo b'shuk, that it's on the day, and therefore you can make a Shechianu at any time, it doesn't make a difference when. Or the Shechianu is specific for the mitzvah, like we find. We make a Shechianu on Yom Kippur. You come to the day, you make a Shechianu on Yom Kippur, not on anything specific. Women do it by Lachas Neiris, we do it in Shul. Shechianu sounds like. And then there's certain cases, we make a Shechianu by Kiddush of Sukkot at night, because we came to Yantif, and then we come to Lulav and Esrog the next day, we make another Shechianu. There's a Shech Yonu on the Yontif, and there's a Shech Yonu on the Mitzvah. The Shech is, what's the Shech Yonu by Chanukah? Is that on the Yontif or is that on the Mitzvah? That the Sharatzi declares instead of cutting Gimel. It brings down two Tzadim. So you could say that if the Shech Yonu, they're mistaken it on the Mitzvah, so Mamela, it's only when you're being Mekayim the Mitzvah, then you can make the Shech Yonu. If you already made a Lahadik Ner, and you already make it a Shasa Nisim, and then you lit them, and you forgot to make a Shech Yonu, so that's it, you already finished the Mitzvah, because your brachas were before him, and you already lit. However, if you're making a Sha'asa Nisim, then that's a keem of your mitzvah. That's a chilik of your mitzvah. Once it's a chilik of your mitzvah, so then you can make a Shechianu also. I saw, they bring that, Dirshu sends you someone kindly showed me that it says, Ayin Shrein Halachis, to see where Chaim Kanievsky's Zangazunt is Mataritz, and Shrein Halachis to this theorem. So I saw his Lashon is like this. He says, his Lashon is, Ulai Svirelez Loy Shayach Birchas Haroya Alzman Levad. Ken Zain that the Mishnah Berurah holds that it's not Shayach to make a Birchas Haroya just on Shechianu. The only time that they were Mesakin a Birchas Haroya is if you have a Sha'asa Nisim. Once you have a Sha'asa Nisim, so then B'tzirif to that, you can make a Shechianu. But just to make a Shechianu afterwards, that they were never Mesakin. Once you're a Begeder Haroya, once you have a Sha'asa Nisim, Tachilk of the Mitzvah, that's how I understood. Ken Zain, that's what he means. That once you're saying a Sha'asa Nisim, then that's your mitzvah. You're still, the Birchas HaMitzvah, you're no different than a Raya. And therefore, you're allowed to make a Sha'asa Nisim. Once you're allowed to make a Sha'asa Nisim, Shechiyonu is part of the mitzvah of the Hadlaka. Masha'in King, if you're not making a Sha'asa Nisim, only making a Shechiyonu, like he's in a Sifkat and Beis, then once you missed it, and wait till the next night. Yeshlayim too, according to this. Sif Gimel. Mishalai Hidlik Vein. You have a right, not that way. Mishalai Hidlik Vein. Yosid Lahalik Vaisai Alayla. Somebody that was not Madlik and is not going to be Madlik. Rashi says, Lahidlik Adayan. But the way that the Rav Rishonim go, that he's not going to be Madlik Bechlal. Vagamin Madlik Lahal Vaisai. Vaisai Kshrein Erchanak Alvar Shatanism. Vlarishan Varach Gam Shechianu. Vimachak Leal Beis Ebu Gimel. Vlahalik Inachar Zavar Shechianu. The first time, if a person's on the road, he doesn't have a house, no one's lighting for him in his house, then he has to make a Birchas Haroya. He has to make two brachas the first night, Sha'asa Nisim Shechianu, and the following night, he only makes a Sha'asa Nisim, even if he's going to end up lighting a menorah, the following night, he's still not going to make a Shechianu. He already made a Shechianu. He made a Shechianu, no longer needs to make another Shechianu. Now, the Mechaber says over here, that im ein malik no besef be yisai, that's when you make a Birchas Haroya. The Mordechai holds takanat that way. The Mordechai holds that even somebody that's malik in love to seif be yisai, nevertheless, that only patters him from the first bracha of lahadlik. However, the other brachas he would have to still make himself. He still must make a Sha'asa Nisim, Shechianu l'chir also the first night. However, the bracha of lahadlik is patterned by his wife, and he has to make a Sha'asa Nisim. The shaila is, where does this come from? What's happened? L'chor, we know Neri Shabbos. There's a chiyuv to be madlik in the house. The wife was madlik. He was a mavik. He's yotzer with his wife hadlaka. What's the that he should have to make a shasim isim? So Betham the Chur, the Makor, the first person we saw that talked about this, the Hezra Dover, is the Bach. Really, the Sfasem is clear. And this is where the raid comes from, and a lot of different halachas are totally in this Hakiro. And it's not clear the Chur what it is. And one thing I'll just mention, this comes up, it'll certainly come up later, Be'ezer Hashem Ba'afsanoi, in the Makom Nehazaka, Torah Mishlem Zaman, Elit Hashem, they bring it from Mishlem Zaman, and Mishlem Zaman was Ruggle to say that there's a lot of halachas, specifically with regard to Hanukkah, and with regard to the Makom Hadlaka, and Ahsanoi, and somebody that's away, and that are not clear in the Mishenim. And a lot of Tali says in Svara, and Uvnus Adalibum. And therefore, there's very, very many. Any halachas that we have, there's always machlokesim. But here, there's totally diametrically opposed shitas with regard to halachas ner Chanukah. What the ikar chiyuv is, and how to be mekayim that chiyuv. Is there a din that the bayis has to light? Is there a din that you have to send a shliach if you're not there? Is there a din? What exactly is there? What is the chiyuv? And accordingly, what's motel on you to do? The Sfasem is clear. What's the in Chofalf and Beis? He clears. What's the mitzvah of Chanukah? Is the mitzvah of Chanukah deima to mitzvah mezuzah? That as long as Ner Yishu Beisai means that you need one for the house. Everybody's have to put, if you live in the house, you have to put a mezuzah on. But if there's 10 people living in the house, you don't have to put 10 mezuzahs on the door. It's a chayvas habayis. And as long as there's one mezuzah on the door, then you're yitzah. But mele, it's the same thing when you get to the Ner Chanukah. As long as you have one menorah in the house, then you're yitzah. Or do we say no? Be'etzem, the chiv is on every person. Just the balabayis is a shliach for all the people in the house. But in the chanami, the chiv is on each person b'fnei asman. And as long as they decide that they don't want to be yotzer with the balabayis, then 100% they have to light themselves. And that's in Inim Hadrin. We never found that you don't want to be yotzer with the mezuzah of the balabayis, you put on your own mezuzah. That's pasha that it's telling the house. That's the shalom here. Over here, do we say that it's telling the house? Or do we say, no, it's not telling the house. Rather, each person is mutal on him the chiyuv. The chiyuv, however, Chazal said that everybody that has this chiyuv could be yotzer al yedei the hadlaka of the balabayis with their shliach. If you don't want to be yotzer with their shlichas, then you have to let yourself. Raiz Lakan, Raiz Lakan. The Bach on this halacha, he says, in a chanami, there's two halachas in the mitzvah. There's a chuvas habayis, and then there's a chuvas hamamun, he calls it, mamaynoi, and then there's a chuvah al gufay. And he says, in a chanami, if you're an achsano, you're staying by somebody else's house, and your wife is living for you in your house back at home, she's only mekayim the chuvah of the bayis. But your chuvas haguf, that she wasn't mekayim for you. So out of the house, out of the halik ner, in a chanam she's yitzi. But your chayvus aguf, to be moida to Ribbono Shel Olam on the tshua, v'alanisva, on the flois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, that she can't be yitzi, that she's not going to be moida with you, and you have to do it yourself. Why can't she be moida to you? Why is she loigar from any other shliach? So. Who? The Bach is saying that both of the things are true. Both nekudas are true, and therefore there's two different mitzvahs here. There's a mitzvah of hadlaka of lahadlik, and there's a mitzvah of shalsanitzin. Lahadlik is on the mamay, is on the bayit, and there's the shalsanitzin, which is on the guf. And why can't be yotze your shalsanitzin through your wife? So maybe b'dayimah to Moedim Derabanan, famous story from Eliyashiv after his surgery. So he asked them to teach him how to say thank you in English. So he should be able to tell the surgeon who flew in from America for him, tell him thank you. So they said, it's alright, you don't have to learn English for this. We'll tell him thank you. So he says, no. He wants to say himself. What's that? It's okay. So Samazay, it's a bigger Akar Satay. But he says, that's what Moedim Derabanan is. Chazar Sashat, everybody could be Yaitse the Chazar Sashat with the brachas of the Shat. However, when it comes to Moedim, everybody has to say Moedim. What's that? Because to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, you can't do Ali Deyesh Leach. You have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam yourself. So, Mela, the Indian of Hoidot, the Ribbono Shel Olam has to be, each person has to be Moedim. Therefore, he wanted to say it himself. But there's an Indian, says the Bach, the Sha'asa Nisim, that you're being Moedim to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's a Chavis Agov, that's Mutla on you. That you can't be Yetz with your wife. That there's no Shliach that can be Moedim to you. And Mela, there's a din on the bias that in Echanami the house is lighting, and you can be Yetz Echiv, and that's with Lahazik. Shas and Nisim, Tanis the Bach, that you're going to have to make by yourself. Now, it's not clear how the Bach knew that the Taki is two mitzvahs. How we know that there is this, that there is, it's coming to Parenfer, the Mordechai, that says that there is still a Berachas Arayim. But how do you know that there is two mitzvahs? There's Pashtus, there's a mitzvah of Neri Shabbesai, and there's a Berachas Arayim for somebody that is not being Madak in his house. The Pashtus of Berachas Arayim was Nisgan for somebody that doesn't have a house, like Tesis says in Sukkot. There's a Mevava Echt. What's the difference? We never found that somebody that doesn't have a Lulav, you look at somebody else who has a Lulav, make the Berachas. Says, yeah, in Echanami, because there you could borrow it from your friend. But what if somebody who doesn't have a house do? Somebody who doesn't have a house has given Mekayim the mitzvah. Therefore, they made a Berachas Arayim. The Pashas is, somebody that has a house, he's Mekayim in the house. How? Either he likes, his wife likes. If he doesn't have a house, he's a Berachas Arayim. But then you should also have a Chiyuv, even if you have a house and somebody's letting for you. Minolan ha, how do you know that you taka these two Chalukim? And Lachar, it's not clear. It's not clear how we know that you need to have a bias. And the two Chalukim to the mitzvah. Lamaisa. It's not just the Mordechai, like the Sharatim points out, even though the Taz says the Mordechai is a Shittas Yechido, it's not a Shittas Yechido, and there are Kama V'Kama Rishenim that hold this way. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah is Machriya, that he can't be Machriya. And therefore, Savak Bracha is Lahakal, and he says, in a Hanami, Itaka shouldn't make a Bracha. The Aruch HaShulchan Taka says, you can make a Bracha. He goes like the Bach, like the Mordechai, you should make a Bracha. Mishnah Berurah says, at the end of the day, Savak Bracha is Lahakal, and you do not make a bracha. Certainly, that's the way the Mechaber passes over here. Tafish Ayin Zayin, it seems maybe not that way. But over here, the Mechaber passes Lahedya, not like the Mordechai. And if somebody is being Malik for you, Bebeisai, then in a Chanami, you do not have to lie. However, the best thing probably is to listen, like we'll say in Tafish Ayin Zayin, to listen to the brachas of the Balabais. And then you could be Yetzer with the Shasanisan. We'll see, at the end of the day, the Minig HaOlam is that anytime somebody is an Achtanai by somebody else, then they lie by themselves. And they're not mechavan to be yaitzah with their wives. So in the olden days, there's a problem because a lot of times maybe the wife was mechavan to be married to them, and then you have to light before the wife is lighting, and how do you know if she lit, she didn't light? Nowadays, you just call on the phone and find out, and you tell her, you speak to her beforehand, you speak to her afterwards, whatever it is. You tell her that before you left, after you left. And you just tell her that I'm not being yaitzah with you, and I'm being yaitzah myself, and then you can make all the brachas, and therefore you get out of all the shailas. You pater yourself, you get out of the question of the machlokes rishonim, which brachas you should make, because since you're not being yaitzah with your wife, therefore, you make your own brachas yourself, and you make all the brachas yourself. You make the lahadik, and you make the shasanisim. You're not yaitzah with your wife, lahadik, and the balabaya shasanisim. You make them all yourself, on your own menorah. That's what lamaisa Mishnah Berurah comes out in Tafresh Ayin Zayin. Siv Dalid, Acha Shehidah Gemer Haneret Halalu, and Amadikan Alatruz Halanism Alanifloiz V'chulu. He doesn't tell you exactly what the nusach is. The nusach comes from the Masechta Seferim, which is already Chazal. It's not something which was started not in the times of Achareinim or even the Rishonim. Already it's brought down in Masechta Seferim, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down the nusach Haneris Yishlam and Vav Tivis Neged Haneris Shel Chanukah, except for the word Haneris alone. Now, no matter where you count, no matter who you count, you never get the 36. Never get the 36. Even without the first two, you never get the 36.
That's right, maybe.
Not only that, the Marshal is the Makar that says you have to be careful not to add any words and not to detract any words. And if you look at the Marshal inside, there's 41 words. And he says, don't take any away because you're gonna mess up their number. So don't take any. So Haner Talal, you have to take off two. He says, except for Haner Talal. So we're down to 39. So Marshal himself writes out the whole Lashon, and the very next line he says, and don't take any words to subtract or add because you're going to miss the 36. The question is, what happened between the last line and this line? So the truth is that the Sharatim brings down already here from Eli Ramo, that you're supposed to say, Haneris Kodesh, you're not supposed to say Kodesh Haim. Because you say, Ein Lan Rishus L'Shemes V'Hem, you don't have to say Kodesh Haim. Haim is extra. So we're down to 38. Says the Machatis HaShekel that we say Haneris Halalu twice. Haneris Halalu Onu Madlikin is right at the beginning. Haneris Halalu Kodesh Haim. Both of the Haneris Halalu you're not supposed to be Mechamen. You're not supposed to count. And therefore, if you take off all four of those and the Kodesh, then you're down to 36 in a Chanami. The only problem is that the Magen Avraham says Lahedi not that way. And Meir Sinai says the Haneris Halalu. The first two words don't count. Haneris Halalu. And there's no reason really why you shouldn't count the ones in the middle. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, it says, any yochel lachavin amispar. Aminyan, he says. I can't figure out how to do it. But either way, the Machatis HaShekel says, they don't count both Haneris Halalu, and you take out the Haim, then you're down to 36. However, like we said in Sefalas, the minig of the Olam is to do exactly what he says in the Siddur. And therefore, they don't count, and they're not makbid to do on Dafka 36. And they do whatever that says in the Siddur. And I think the Nusach and the Marshal talk at the end of the day, if you do this, it's Taka 36. But I don't think any of the Siddurim have that Lashon exactly like the Marshal has. And Bechal, the Taka Sefer, doesn't have that. Has a different Nusach. Sif Hei. Yatsa lahalik b'la l'rishim b'nei ar-yoysi yimini b'la l'abayis k'shiyas b'nei rechat samachlai yatsa l'varach ala nesef shu yoysi smali k'dei lahafnik l'yimin l'chim b'la l'gimu k'shiyas yivayda echat samachlai b'nei rechat rishonis yatsa b'nei rechat b'oi hubo yatsa l'abrach af k'kach yifne b'tzad yimini l'chim b'chol ala nesef shutam l'varach ala nesef shumar ala nesef shumitsev z'yom n'itez v'nes. This is the halacha we saw, that is like the Bir Halacha speaks out. We saw a long taz about it, that there's the order of the halakha is a three-year machlekes of what the proper way to be madlik the nearest on. To make it easier just to understand what was going on, the Chumash Hadeshen and the Taz and everybody that was handling this halakha were all talking about a case where you're lighting inside the house.
Show and tell. Everybody's lighting that outside is outside. That means the mezuzah is on the left side. If you're facing the outside, the mezuzah is on the left side, which is the right side coming in. And you're lighting the menorah, everybody's lighting the menorah inside. But not on the side with the mezuzah, you're rather lighting on the other side. Since you're lighting on the other side over here, now the question, which is the first one that you light? Should you light the one that's closest to the doorway? Or should you light from the right side? Should you light from the left side going to the right side going to the left? Where do you go? Which is the best way to go?
So we have these three halachos that are negiah to this, that a person has to take into account, has to bear in mind, when he's deciding what the proper way for him to light it. The first halacha is that what it says in the Gemara, Mitzvah l'anich b'tefach ha-samach l'pesach. You're supposed to put the menorah within the tefach ha-samach l'pesach. There's another inyan, and that is to make the Sha'as HaNisim on to light, after you say Sha'as HaNisim, on the ner which was nitesa for that day. Because every day there was nitesa of a bracha, a nitesa of a nes, and therefore, every day you want to make a Sha'as HaNisim and light. When you say the Sha'as HaNisim, why do we say Sha'as HaNisim every day? The Gemara says, why do we say Sha'as HaNisim every day? We don't say Shekhinah every day, says the Gemara, because every day was another nes. Therefore, the only reason we say another Sha'as HaNisim is because there's another nes every day. Therefore, if you're making Sha'as HaNisim, you should make it on the one, you should light the one right after Sha'as HaNisim that was nitesa for that day. And then there's a third din of Kol Pinus HaTapayinu LeTifnei LeLimin, which means that generally, with regard to Inyonim Ruchniyim, we sometimes, people say for Gashmis also, we're pointed to the right, go towards the right. The question is, what exactly does that mean? That was the Machlekes in the Achrayinu that we saw. The Mela, the Shaila is, which one of these are Iker, and what does it mean? Says the Mechaber and the Ramah, this is how they go. They say that the Iker is to be Pinyin Yimin. Kol Pinyin Shatapayna, Leitifnei Yimin. You should always start from the left and work towards the right. Therefore, they say, on the first, don't worry about Tefach HaSamach, don't worry about lighting and they hold that you should light the one that you're adding on every day. Kol Pinyin Shatapayna, Leitifnei Yimin, and the one that you're, that's added on for that day, you should light. The meal, they say, you should light the first one. The first day, you should light all the way on the right. The next day, add on one to the left. And that way you have the two most right candles lit. You want to start by the left one and work towards the right. And then the third night, add on another one that's closer to the left side and go from the left to the right. That way you're always making a bracha on the one that was added for that night. And you're working towards the right, and you're always going Kol Pinyin Shatapayinu LeTifnei LeYimin. It's not a Tefach HaSamach LePesach. Mitzvah L'Anicha B'Tefach HaSamach LePesach. But certainly that's not Ma'akev, it's not Iker Din. None of you is the Ma'akev, like the Mishnah Berurah says, you're great, so whatever you're going to do, just what's the Lechat Chiyah? Mainly that's on the Mechav and the Ra'al. Go, even though you're sticking it on the right side of your door, and therefore you're not lighting one which is Tefach HaSamach, you're lighting the one that's furthest away. Nevertheless, that's the Iker, that's what you should do. That's the Shitas HaMechaber Rambam. The Marshal Nagrin, L'chair, the grain has a good time. He says, we have three dinim over here that you're trying to work out. You took the two that's not mentioned in the Gemara, and you left the one which is mentioned in the Gemara. The one which is mentioned in the Gemara is the Tefach HaSamach HaPesach. It says in Hanami mitzvah, but it's the Tefach HaSamach HaPesach. And therefore, that one is ikur. You have to always make sure that the one that you're lighting is the Tefach HaSamach HaPesach. That's first of all. Second of all, it doesn't make sense to light the first candle should be the Mahadran. You're lighting the third candle which you added on for the third night. That's just the Mahadran. The Ikar Mitzvah was the first candle. So there's no reason that every night you should light the one that was Nitaisit instead of lighting the one which is the Ikar Mitzvah. And some of the Olim had a lot of trouble with that. Whichever one you light first is the Ikar Mitzvah. What's going on here? I saw Ramesha in one of his Shuvah signs that. Ramesha says, the first one that you light is the Ikar Mitzvah. Rather, we light the third one, is added on as an Nitaisit candle. But once you light it, even if you stop after that, you're Mekayim Ikar Mitzvah. You didn't do just the Mahadran. That is Ikar Mitzvah.
Why is it called an Ikar Mitzvah?
What's that? What is it adding? It's adding, it's another Nair that wasn't there the first night.
But then the second Nair becomes an
Nair. Every night you're adding on another candle that wasn't there the first night.
You're not starting with an Ikar
Mitzvah. You're not starting with an Ikar Mitzvah. You are starting with an Ikar Mitzvah. You're saying because it's Misamel that it's another Nair that you didn't have the night before. Want to know whether or not when you lit it, are you yoy to the Ikar Mitzvah? Certainly you're yoy to the Ikar Mitzvah. Because it's certainly the Mahadran Nair, because you're added on a Nair that you didn't have the first night. But even if you stop here, nevertheless, you're going to be yoy to your Ikar Mitzvah.
The other one's spilled. You didn't have any more
oil. Doesn't make a difference. You're yoy to, that's it.
There's no Mahadran.
Of course, 100%. But even if they're all spilled, and you wasn't there, and we didn't hold the cremation, and you just lit that one, you also would not have an Ikar Mitzvah, because you only lit the one.
Right.
You'd never be Mekayim Mahadran. So certainly, if you're only lighting one, you'd be Mekayim the Ikar Mitzvah. The reason why it's considered Mahadran is because you added on another candle that you didn't have the night before him. But not that it's... That if that one...
Right. But it's not like the Mechaber, you're not lighting an Ikar
Mitzvah. According to the Gaon, that one?
Yeah.
According to the Gaon, you're not laying in there next to it. The Shaila is, Ramesha was just signing that even according to the Mechaber, you can't say that when you light one, that's not an Ikar. Because it is an Ikar, because if you stop right then you would be Ikar. But the Gaon is learning that you always have to do the one, and the Marshal is learning that you always have to do the one which is closest to the door. Therefore, if it's on the right side of the door, it's on the left side of the door, which is the right side of the person who's facing the door from inside his house,
right side, like we're talking about. He lights the leftmost candle, and the next night he adds on another one to the right, and he lights the leftmost, and he goes towards the right, like the Mechaber in Kol Pidushat the Pain, like Tifnali Yamin.
That's only if he's lighting on that side. If he's lighting on this side, of the, if he adds no mezuzah, then he lights the rightmost candle. And then the next day he adds on one over here, and he goes this way. Because you always have to light. The first one is the one that you light every single night, and it's also the one that you light. It also has to be always Tefach HaSamach LePesach. So according to him, the Ikar that you have to do is the Tefach HaSamach LePesach. Kol Pi Nishat HaPoina is if you could do it, then you could do it. What does Kol Pi Nishat HaPoina mean in a Chanami? If you have the Yichalis, Kol Pi Nishat HaPoina means that if you have the Yichalis to go from right to left, then you go from left to right, your Poina to the right. That's Kol Pi Nishat HaPoina. However, that's not Ma'akif. And therefore, really we start with the one which is next to the door, regardless. The Taz is the third Shita. The Taz holds that, no, Kol Pi Nishat, he holds like the Mechaber, that you always want to light, the Ikar is not, you don't need a Tefach HaSamach HaPesach. Lan Kol Pi Nishat HaPoina LeTifnei LeYamin. Memela, He holds Kol Pi Nishat HaPoina doesn't mean that you go from left to right. Kol Pi Nishat HaPoina, where do we find it? When a person is going up the Mizbeach, up the Kevesh on the Mizbeach, he can either turn to the right or turn to the left. There you have an option where to turn to. We tell you, turn to the right, don't turn to the left. However, if you're standing in front of a menorah, and your question is, start from the left or start from the right, then start from the right. Right is always more chashiv. When you get dressed in the morning, you're supposed to put your right sleeve in and then your left sleeve. You put on your right shoe before your left shoe. Everything, the right is always more chashiv than the left. So therefore, if you have a choice to start from the right or from the left, then you start from the right, and you don't start from the left. It's not starting from the left and going towards the right is when you're stuck and you don't know which way to turn, you turn towards the right. But if you have a choice to start, then you start from the right, you do not start from the left. The Mela, the Taz understands that
if you're lighting on the right side, like you did before, and then you start over here, you don't have to worry about the Taz or something like that. Start all the way on the right, and every day you add on another one, and you work from the right towards the left.
V'alok l'maiso, what's the, how do we pass again? Says Mr. Burrow, he can't be Machriya. Once again, he's not going to be Machriya. David Kamarvid, David Kamarvid, it's not Ma'akiv, none of these are Ma'akiv, and you guys say, I'll start here to tell you. The best, he says the best thing to do is to stick your entire menorah, which is another way you do that, if you have one of these simple menorahs.
Stick the entire menorah in the best of other bayis, and then everything is a set of asamlech. And then once everything is a set of asamlech, so then you can be Machriya all the shikas together. You do like a Machaber, you start from the first night over here, second night over here, and work towards here. And then you have everything in the Tzavach HaSavach, and you go finish at the Pena, and your Malik on the Mir Noisif. Hakolam HaPema Yomei B'Shomim.
That's only if you have the Yichelis to do that, and most people do not have the Yichelis to do that. How do we paskin if you do not have the Yichelis to do that? Domek Marva Domek Awarin. Kimdumani, the Minig O'ilim, though, is like the Mechamer and the Ramah. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says, that that's what Rav O'ilim does, is like the Mechamer and the Ramah. That you start always, no matter where you're lighting. If it's on the right side, it's on the left side. If it's up or down, it doesn't make a difference. You always start by lighting the most right, the rightmost candle, and you add towards the left, and then you light the left candle and work towards the right. Add the left, light the left candle, work towards the right. Lulei de mistafin amino, that's the reason why the ilm is not like this, is because there's three nekudas that we said are up to machlekes. What does kolpinis mean? What is should you do a tefach asamach for Pesach, and should you light the Neir Nesif? So, with regard to Kol Pina Shatapayna Le'tifne Le'imin, the Taz is a Yochid. We have three shittas here: the Machaber, the Garin, and the Taz. So, we're always going to have a Bezdin. So, look at each halacha b'fnei atzmai. Each halacha b'fnei atzmai, Kol Pina Shatapayna, does it mean that you go from the right to the left, or the left to the right? The Garin holds like the Machaber, that you go from the left to the right, as Kol Pina Shatapayna Le'tifne Le'imin. Therefore, the grain and the mechaber are trei. Can I get a taz who's a chaz? Now, with regard to the halacha of whether or not you have to be makbid tefach asamach lepesach or not, or to be madak near neisif, the taz and the shulchan aruch hold that you do not have to be makbid on the tefach asamach, and you should light the near neisif, and therefore you don't. He's not makbid on the ikr. He's not makbid on lighting the ikr one. He would be makbid on lighting the first one. Is always according to the Taz, the first one is always going to be always going to light the ikr one. The ikr one. So it's not going to work out according to the Taz. With regard to the tefach hasamach l'chero, if you makbid on tefach hasamach, the Taz is not makbid on tefach hasamach. So the Mechaber and the Taz are both now makbid on Tevach HaSamach LePesach, which is like the Mechaber. So the Gurin is taken not that way. The Gurin is a Yochid, Kenegi, the Mechaber, and the Taz. So the Mechaber of Tevach, you don't have to be makbid on Tevach HaSamach, and Kol Pina Shatapayna LeTifna LeYumin are both a Trei B'Mokom Chad. The question is, out the Iker Ner. Shal is out the Iker Ner, lighting the Iker Ner. The Taz and the Gurin seem to go Kenegi, the Mechaber. You should have to light the Iker Ner first and work the other way around. Problem is, if you hold Kol Pina Shatapayna LeTifna LeYumin, then you can't light the Iker Ner. The Taz holds you always start from the right. So once we say that we don't pass like the Taz, you're starting from the right. Well, no, not because of the Iker Ner. He doesn't hold of the Iker Ner. L'chera, the Taz also doesn't hold. Like you're saying, the Taz doesn't hold that you have to light the Iker Ner first. The reason why the Taz holds you have to start from the right is because Kol Pina tells you to start from the right, but he doesn't ask him to hold you have to light the Iker Ner first. So Mela, do you have to light the Iker Ner first? The Mechaber and the Taz hold that you don't have to. Kol Pina Shatapayna takes precedence over that. That's the defining factor. So Kumtais, the Mechaber is the Shita that has the most Shitas like him. And whatever he holds, there's another Shita like him, Kenege the single Shita. So it's always a Trei Makom Chad. Therefore, the Halach Lamaisa, we pass in the Minig of the Olam, for the most part, is to do like the Mechaber, to start from the first night all the way on the right, add to the left, and light from the left to the right, Kol Pina Shatapayna LeTifna Ela LeYamin. Now the Mishnah Berurah says something over here, which is interesting with regard to In Mavir and Al Mitzrayis. There's a shaila in the morning when a person puts on tefillin. Very many people in their tefillin zekel, in their tefillin bag, they put their tefillin shel reish on the right side and their tefillin shel yad on the left side. Now when they open up their zipper in the morning, you open up your zipper from the left to the right. And that means you're passing by, first you pass by your tefillin shel yad, and as you get all the way to the right, you pass by your tefillin shel reish. Then you take your hand and you move it to the tefillin shel yad. So you just passed over your tefillin shel reish. Is that a problem or not of Eim Avir Nol Mitzvah? Or do we say that's not considered, you're just opening your bag? And somebody told me, when he was in 7th grade, and his Rebbe told him how to put on tefillin the first time, he told him, Erechanami, open up your tefillin bag only halfway. Just zip it open halfway, and then you never have a problem that you're passing over. Some people say maybe it's inside, it's not considered as you're being Ma'avir Nol Mitzvah, it's inside a bag, it's not like in front of you. From the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds that way. Mishnah Berurah sounds like it's not a problem, as he says, when you're lighting a menorah, and you're working according to the shitas that hold, you're supposed to start from the left and go to the right. So he says you should position yourself in an oifen that you're not going to be passing over the other neris before you get to the left. You should move over towards the left, he says, and therefore the choze yarchik es atzmo latzad smo beis adlok kidei sheyifka bo yitchila v'yitzarech lahavir al mitzvahis. You shouldn't be mavir al mitzvahis and pass over the other mitzvahis. That would be, if you have the yichilas, in other words, you would think, ein mavir al mitzvahis, lav dafka means that you're moving your hand past the mitzvah. It doesn't mean, but ein mavir al mitzvahis means you took your tefillin shel reish out, and now you want to put it on, you want to put it down, and put on your tefillin shel yad, that's ein mavir al mitzvahis. But just passing by,
sounds not like the grow, because I would skip those mitzvahs for the ikar mitzvah, right?
No, but still, you shouldn't do it in that oifen. Don't do that in that oifen. Don't throw a knife and that'll be my real limit.
A simple answer would be to open it upside down.
Open. Flip it over.
Yeah.
Yes, then you're throwing it upside down. Yeah, okay.
I'm saying
you're
holding it just to.
Yeah, or you can just open it halfway. According to that, you just open it halfway. I don't know that people are makbid on this, but it's just a horror from the Shabura. The Shabura seems to be choishish for such a shash of Ein Mavirin Alamit.
Have your tefillin shel yad on the left side and a little bit closer.
A little bit closer. Yeah, some people put the tefillin shel reish behind the tefillin shel yad. Other people do it.
Side by side on the left and a little bit closer.
A little bit closer.
So obviously, he's not chayshish.
The shish island was what?
Don't typically open it halfway.
And so, why do you have to have it open closer?
So you can get it closer. Oh, saying that he's moving from the left to the right after opening the zipper. It's not cold.
Then you shouldn't have to move it away. You shouldn't have to move it closer to yourself. Now, there's one last halacha with regard to Birchas Araya. Maybe we'll see it in Tafish Ayin Zayin. It says Gimel really handles Birchas Araya. Does it have to be a bracha of a Menorah Shel Mitzvah? That is Simin Tafish Ayin Vav. Tafish Ayin Zayin. Ach Sanoi, Shein Malik Lam, Bebeis Leizar, Chlok Sput Lo Balabayis, Eshtat Avim, Beshem, Shal Nirach Anakoh, Im Yesh Lai Pasach Pasuach, La'atmai, Tarek Lazik Pesachoy, Locha is after noise, somebody is staying with somebody else's house, he has to be mitzarech the balabais with a pruto, or that he should be makna, the balabais should be makna to him, the shemen. Unless he has his own pesach, if he has his own pesach, his own doorway that opens to the outside, then he has to light his own menorah. Still, nevertheless, he has to light by that pesach. This is the truth of the Rashba. Yadlik the makom she'oichal v'chein nagu. So it seems like a shayla over here exactly where the makom, where the ikar chiyav halacha is. It should be in the makom of the where you sleep, is in the makom where you eat, and there are paskins that lachol apachas v'zmanenu that people light inside. Then the makom where you eat is the ikar makom chiyav halacha, and therefore, if a person has a choice of lighting where he sleeps or where he eats, he should light where he eats and not where he sleeps. Now this din. Who's an achsanoi? From the Mishnah Berurah, it seems before that even somebody is only considered an achsanoi if he's not eating kavua by the balabais. Once he eats kavua by the balabais, this is a place where he eats lunch every day, then he's already considered one of the bnei abayis, and he's not considered achsanoi, he's considered a bnei abayis, and he's yaitu the same way with the balabais as the rest of his kids are. He's no different. However, if he doesn't eat the rikvius, even though we said with regard to halachas near Shabbos, there are many people that are mekel, that you can be considered part of the bayis, even if you're only eating there for Shabbos. Nevertheless, it's clear in the Mishnah Berurah over here, dafka, if you eat there b'kfiyas, like the Magen Avraham says, If you're not eating there b'kfiyas, then you do not become one of the balabayas. One of the bnei abayas. Bacharim, says the Mishnah Berurah. This is all only in the case where they're not malikim l'b'sayf b'esay. But if they're malikim l'b'sayf b'esay, then in a chanami it doesn't make a difference whether or not you're kavua or not kavua, then you're nichlal in the halakha of the people in the house. The shayla is, what's the story with a bachar? A bachar b'etzem is shayach to his parents' house, for the most part, but he goes away to learn. So he goes away for a month, or sometimes he goes away for a year. What's his halakhic status? So b'etzem is malikim l'b'sayf b'esay. He's still part of the house, and they're lighting from there. And that's what Shmuel Kamenetsky says. Keres halachas. We mentioned this in Hilchos Ner in Ner Halachas Ner Shabbos. Halachas Ner is by Shabbos. That's the shita that he holds, that be'etzim yiretzer with the halach of his parents, no matter where they are. And he says that mikardin and achanami l'chero a bachur would be yiretzer with his parents halacha of Ner Chanukah, no matter where they are.
Does he say that even if it's a different time zone?
The Pasha is, even if it's a different time zone. Yeah, there's, that's a machlekes, that's already machlekes, the Pesachim, what the story with that is. Rinsk Velas is Machmer, Mishnah Zaman is Mekel. There's, that's not exactly clear, but Lachur, yes, would be Yetziv with that. But far as you understand that, it's a din on the bias, and that Kiyum is being his Kayim, Ayde's father is being Malik for him, then it doesn't make a difference where he is. However, the Minig of the Olam is certainly not that way. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Wazina bachurim shalendim shaleba beisam tzrichim neshtatav hakapanim. Bachurim that go out. Kinira, the reason is because they go out for, they're not considered part of the Bnei Abayis. If they go away during the morning and they come back at night, then you can be considered part of the Bnei Abayis. But people that go away to learn for weeks on end, or months on end, or years on end, then they're not considered part of the Abayis. Even all the tzrachim come from the Father. The question is, what's considered all the tzrachim? That's Bechlal the question. Is that considered tzemech ha-shochem ba'al abayis? So we saw that Rabbi Yashin says that the parents pay for everything. They pay for all the full tuition, and the yeshiva charges full tuition. It's not like they charge whatever it is, $10,000, that's what it is, and the parent pays full tuition, and that in a chanami that he's not getting anything from the yeshiva, in other words, everything that he gets from the yeshiva is being paid for by his parents, then 100%, then he would still possibly be considered part of the Bnei Abayis. Once he's getting other things from the yeshiva, which is not paid for by the parents, then he's not considered same on the Shulchan of his father. Now, according to this, the same thing would apply to girls who are in seminary for a year. If they're gone for a year, then they're not included in the halakha of their parents at home. Not only that, it would apply to Sfaradim also. We know that hopefully we'll know. Salem started Tavish Ayin Aleph. Tavish Ayin Aleph, Tziv Beis, Machlokes the Mechaber Ner Amo. What the minig is for halakha Ner Chanukah. The Mechaber Shita is, like Shita Sateitzis, that only the Baal HaBayis lights. The Baal HaBayis lights either one, or the Baal HaBayis lights one and then goes up Yismaila, Moisev HaHerlich every day. However, only the Baal HaBayis lights. And the male that's how far they go, only the Baal HaBayis lights. They don't do the rest of the family lighting. And when the Bachman goes to Yeshiva, what happens then? Are they included? Do they light themselves or not? So L'chara, if we understand that they're not included in the halakha of the Baal HaBayis, and that's what we're saying by Ashkenazim, they're not included in the halakha of the Baal HaBayis, and therefore Bachum has to be Mishtatav Befuto, then L'chara, as far as them also, wouldn't be considered included in the halakha of the Baal HaBayis. And that's how Kama V'Kama Peski is my Nenu go, that Bachum, even Sfaradim, they're Mechuyev to light, where they are. If they're away from their parents' house, then they're Mechuyev to go. Rosh Shlomo Zalman, on the other hand, says not to me, I'm getting a lot of looks. Getting a lot of looks from all sides.
I never lived
until I got married. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, even if he's not home, he's included in his father's halakha, and that's how Rav Tzion Abba Shaul goes, that he's included in his father's halakha, and therefore they should never make a bracha because they're included in the father's halakha. Maybe they should be mishtatif, listen to the brachas of somebody in their room, but they don't make a bracha. Not only that, Rosh Shlomo Zalman said, Shlomo Zalman held, he was a yeshiva kolterno, and he held that a bachar could really light anywhere in the yeshiva. The chatchila you should light in your dorm room, after that maybe in the dining room, but the etzem, the entire yeshiva building is shaykh to all the bachar. So merely, he could really light anywhere, you get to anywhere in the building. Merely says, the bachar is going to light in, I was in Long Beach, I was the Gabbai Sheini, and I used to light the menorah in yeshiva, in the Beis Medrash. The shayla is, was I allowed to light after that? Am I allowed to light in a case, if I live in the Beis Medrash, can I light after that? Or is it actually before that? Because we used to light before him. So lechor, if I light beforehand, I can light afterwards. The question is, if you light already afterwards, can you light beforehand? If you're not, if you light in the base medrash, can you light beforehand? Can you light following that? Why? Because if the entire base medrash is the entire building is shaykh to all the bachurim, so whoever lit in the base medrash, he's yet to zchiv. Mele wouldn't be able to light afterwards. Mele was shlomo zalman was makbid. Then in kol tera, only sfaradi bachurim should light the menorah in the base medrash because they're not lighting. They're not making a bracha. If they're lighting by themselves, they're not making a bracha. The only way that they can make a bracha is if the light in the base medrash. There, the Mechaber passes that in the shul we light. For whatever reason, the Mechaber holds that way. The Mechaber holds that you make a bracha when you light in the shul. The Meila, the Sfaradi Bachrim, would light. So, I think that the meaning is of Lamaisa, of many, many Sfaradi Bachrim, that they do not light. They're Yaisu with their Chiv of the Balabayas, even if the Balabayas is 6,000 miles away. Even if they're not coming home for the next 6 months or 12 months, nevertheless, Neri Shabbesay passes you up no matter where you are. You say Mechal Shulchan Aviv, and therefore you do not have to light. With regard to Ashkenazi Bachrim, certainly the minhag of the Arilam is that they're not like the Mechab, like the Mishabura says, that they're a mechuyus to be mishtat bepriti, which means that if you're not balei habayis or you're Bachrim together in a room, that each Bachrim is chayav by himself. Each Bachrim is chayav to light by himself. The question is exactly where should he light? So that's also a point of contention. It seems that most Paiskim hold. Ramesh has a tshuva about this. Many Paiskim speak about it. Ramesh has a tshuva about this the way that, and I think this is how most of the Paiskim go. That lechatchila, the best place for the bachur to light is in his bedroom, in the room, in his dorm room, wherever he's sleeping. If he's in a yeshiva building, if he has his own dira, so then maybe outside, especially in Eretz Yisrael, then you can light outside. Ramesh was asked with regard to if your dorm room is here in the main building in Yeshiva Smir Akadesh, Binyan Rekazi, where should you light? Should you light by the Tetzach HaLevai? Should you light by in the dining room? Should you light in the... So Ramesh is saying that the dining room, you come there to eat three times a day, but you don't stay there b'chol. It says your dorm room, that's your house. That's where you sleep, that's where you hang out, that's where you... And the Meila, that's the best place to light. That's how many places can go to the Chatchil, you should light in the... If you're not lighting by the doorway, if you don't hold, you're supposed to light by the Dafka to light by the doorway, which... Maybe we'll deal with that in Tafri Shayna. Maybe we'll be Hashem deal with that in Tafri Shayna. But the best place for them to light is, even though the Ramah says that if you have a choice of between sleeping and eating, you light by the place which is eating. That's if you have a proper house and that's where you're eating, that's where you're staying. But if you're just a dining room and you never stay there, you come there for 15 minutes to eat, and the best place to light is where you, in your dorm room. Even Ramesha says, he says, that's a makom miyuchad, and if you have a window that's miyuchad for you, that's even better. Like you have a window by your bed, that's even best. The main lechatchila, one should light by their in their dorm room, if that's not possible, which many often it's not possible because it's dangerous. Ramesha says actually something interesting. He says if it's too dangerous, you can't leave the nearest unattended. Make a girl every day, and you'll have somebody else that'll have to watch the nearest. If that's not possible, you light in the dining room. Now that's not always feasible. Also, when I started off in yeshiva in high school, I used to light 200 menorahs in the dining room. I used to dance in between the tables. That was all until the fire marshal caught them one time. And that was the end of that. There was no lighting anymore in the dining room. 200 candles. It came like on the 8th night. There was like 1,500 candles going on there. He wasn't a happy camper. Okay, so that was the end of that. And everybody only started lighting. They had one menorah for every shir. That was the... And everybody was mishtatef. Mishtatef, he was makhlef for the oilam. He lit it for the oilam. But in Hanami... Which is really the halacha that the Mishabura says later on. If you have two balabatim that are eating in the same room, they can light together. Each one has their own chiyuv. They can be mishnatim together if they want. Therefore, the best place is in the dorm room. After that, in the dining room, if there's such a possibility. If not, in really anywhere in the building, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, a bachur can be eaten. Now, the Mishabura brings down over here that a bachur should be mishnatim b'pruto. Is that lechatchila? Is that b'dieved? This whole din of achtanoi, be mishnatim b'pruto. Is that an inyan of lechatchila or b'dieved? Lechatchila, this is what you should do, and b'dieved, you light up your own menorah. Be'etzim yishach to bal bayis, or no? B'dieved, be mishnatim b'pruto. But the best thing to do is to light if you could. So the lashon of the Mishabura sounds like tzrichim lishtatef al kol panim. The whole pachas of what they should do is be mishtatef. And if you look at the Aruch Hashem, the Aruch Hashem says lehedi. He says lechatchila you should light, but yevet if you're not able to light, then you should be mishtatef b'pruta. And b'meila that is the minhag of the olam to be mishtatef b'pruta is and not be mishtatef b'pruta. And everybody lights. Bechlal, in the Nachshad, which is brought down, the Maril and the Marivayel, they said that all Achsanoim should light their own menorah, and they should not be mishtatef in the Balabayis. This takes you out of a lot of different issues that a person can have. What brachas does he make? If it's Malik al Babesai, not Malik al Babesai. Anytime that anybody goes, the minig is, for the most part, for Ashkenazim at least, that they light their own menorah. Now, if he doesn't have his own menorah, or if it's a girl in seminary and she's not lighting her own menorah, then she should be mishtatef for pruto. Now, does she actually have to give money? She doesn't actually have to give money. The Mishnah Berurah says you can be makna chelik in the shemen. That's also enough. How does sheet of pruta work? That's not exactly clear. Does it make it that the person becomes your shliach because we both own a chelik of the shemen, or is it that no? Now I become like a chelik of the balabayis. I become one of the bnei abayis. The balabayis bought the shemen, and the shemen is shaykh to everybody. Whatever he buys is shaykh to everybody in the house. But I'm not part of the house. I give him money for the shemen, so therefore I become like one of the balabayis. This is also bought for me. This is also I become one of the bnei abayis. And I'm tough with the Rabbala Bayez. That's how Chazal were L'chol HaPachas, clap everything else in the house, maybe in a Chanami I'm Takana, clap HaLachas Nechanika, that's the way to be Masa myself. It's not clear how exactly it works, L'chur, either way it works, and it has not been when you get to Shlichas, we'll see, it's Shem Tafir Shein Alf. But it works, and therefore a woman, somebody that's not lighting by themselves, in a chanami, they go to somebody else's house. A girl who's in seminary is coming to somebody else's house for Shabbos Chanukah. The chur, in such a case, she should be, if she's not lighting by herself, then she should either be mishtatef b'pruto, give a half a shekel, whatever it is, or they should be makna to her the nearest Chanukah. Now, there are those that say that even though boys who are learning away for a year are not nechlal in the halakha of their parents, but girls always are. Girls are always considered, because even when they're home, they never lie by themselves, they're always nichlal. So no matter where they are, they're nichlal, and therefore, and I think that's maybe how many, or most, seminary girls actually do, because I don't think that they're mishtatef pruta, and probably 98% of them go away for Shabbos Chanukah. And I don't think they lie, and they're not mishtatef pruta, so what's going on? So they take pictures and everything else, but what happens to mishtatef pruta? The answer is that in a chanami, for them, that they could be same with the fact that they're a chilek of the balabayas, that they're lighting with them in their house, and therefore, there are those, however, somebody that's lived by himself, somebody that's not lighting, somebody has nobody, he lives by himself and he's going to a friend for Hanukkah. So then, and he's not lighting, then he has to be mishtatef b'pruto. Does he actually have to add more oil? That's not clear. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are those achronim that say that you should add. It's not exactly clear why you have to add oil. What's the reason why you should add oil? What's it going to help you that you have more than half an hour worth of oil? The mitzvah is only for half an hour. What do you need half? Some people say you need another half an hour of oil. The Bach seems to say that the only reason you have to add oil is al tachshad. That people shouldn't say that you're not lighting. So they see that generally the Balabais uses a half a cup of oil. Now he's using a whole cup of oil. It must be that he's lighting for somebody else. Because manenu, I don't think that it's nikur b'chlal, and I don't think it's a minig to add more oil for him. And it's not the minig b'chlal to be mishtatef b'pruto. Not only that, the Aruch HaShulchan says that the same halacha that we have in Gita Ner Chanukah, we have in Gita Ner Shabbos also. That Asana is supposed to be Mishatav Bruto. And the Aruch HaShulchan says the minig is not Mishatav Bruto. And Rav Moshe says the minig is not Mishatav Bruto. Somewhere along the way, this din, maybe because the Iker didn't get the Chanukah, the Olam is not knowing to be Mishatav Bruto and everybody lights by themselves. But maybe also have in Gita Shabbos that they're not being Mishatav by themselves. That they're not being Mishatav Bruto. Sif Beis is the din of a katan should be katan that's mazik. Katan should give a chinuch tzarich lahadlik, which the Mishnah Berurah says according to the Mechaber, he's supposed to be talking about he has his own house, because any other katan is included in the halakha of his parents. However, according to Ramah and the Chanami, any katan which is a gila chinuch is supposed to light. However, it doesn't have to be kaim the hidurim, bechlal, like we mentioned, however, lachur, he has to be mekayim the ikur mitzvah. The Iker Mitzvah is that has to light for half an hour. So if you want to give your kid, if it's a child who is Yigil Lechinuch and he's lighting an Erev Shabbos, then Mepashtas, you have to give him candles that are going to light for half an hour after Shkiyah. You can't just give him the colorful Tells candles that they send in the mail that last for half an hour, because they're not going to, you know, it can't be Mekayim Lechiv. Even if the Evid went out, but that's certainly the Chiv Lechachila is that you have to have candles that light for that long. So either the big white candles that they sell for Shabbos, or tea lights, these things, but they should light. If the child is so young, he's 3 years old, then Pashas, even if he's making, he's not a Giyad HaChinuch, and Pashas' bracha is not a bracha, And not only that, the Mishabura passes that you're not supposed to say Amen after this bracha, even though Minig Meida Olam is not that way. But he says you shouldn't say Amen after this bracha. This bracha is not a bracha. So Yishlein, whether or not, according for him, he wants to fly because he's 3 years old and his Ganemin sent him home with one of these with a picture of himself on it. Then it's still, you can let him light, but L'chura, if he's so young that his mamish doesn't know what he's saying, B'chlal, he's not a Gila Chinuch, then in such a case, L'chura, you wouldn't have to be makbe that it has to last for half an hour. Because he's not a Gila Chinuch, it's not a mitzvah, B'chlal. It's not a Gila Chinuch, it's not a mitzvah, and his bracha is not a bracha. You don't have to worry that it's a bracha v'atala, because his bracha is not a bracha. Sif Gimel. Yeshem, Rashafish, Malik, Lamasach, Beisai, Mavakam, Shin, Bo Yisrael, Malik, Zabrach. Ki chayev, Liris, Aneris, Mechein, Noegin. The meaning is that this is really not like you said in Tavrish Ayin Vav. This is the din of Holchei Drachim. Somebody that, even if they're Mazik Lava Sech Beisai, he has to make a Birchus Araya. So my son, Mishabur, was Machriya, really not that way. He should be Yates with the Baal HaBayis. And the best thing to do is that he should light himself. Now, Bizmanenu, that you know if your wife is lighting for you, and you can tell her not to light for you, then the best thing to do is anybody that's on their way, they should light themselves and light with all the brachas, and that's the meaning of the Olam, and they're not being samech on what the wife does, they light themselves. The only time that we say not that way is if you're in transit. If you're in transit, then... What's that? The wife will light. Each one will be like Mahadran. Like Bar from Mahadran. That should, even though you're lighting in the house, then yeah. Maybe the basis is not the way. But then everybody lights by themselves. Now, if they're in transit, then it gets a little bit problematic. Because Tanzan, dependent on what we said before, is there a din bias? Do you need to have a house to be able to light or not? Some people say, yeah, you need a din of a house. And not only that, there's a din that the house should light. Even if you're not in the house, maybe you should send somebody to your house to light, even if there's nobody in the house. Send the shliach. Because the din of the house should light. And if you don't own a house, then you can't light. The Mela gets to be a little bit sticky, exactly what's considered a house, what's not considered a house. Does the house have to be Dalaramas or Dalaramas? What happens if you're traveling in a car? Is that your house? How about a plane? How about a boat? What's considered your Dalaramas? Now, if a person is in any place that he rented, and it's a proper room, that's considered a house. That's the place of Neman, that's considered a house. Even if it's not Dalaramas. But if it's a hotel room, if it's a cabin in a boat, if it's these type of things, that's for sure considered a house. And you light there, that's where your chiyuv is to light, that's where you're supposed to light. If you can't light because they don't let you, then you have to use electric menorah like we mentioned in the past. But that's the place you're to light. Now, the question is, let's say you're on a plane or you're in a car, what do you do? So, Shmuel Kamen asking Kevitz Alach, he says, if you're in a car and you're traveling through the entire night, pull over to the side and light your menorah in the car. If you have a Chabad car, then you can just have one on the top. If you don't let you light in the, if you can't light in the car. But the many places can hold that a car is not considered a house. A car is not considered a house, and a boat there, even though it's miyuchad for you, but I don't know if it has the shame of a house. More the places can speak about that. Let's say you're in a plane. Let's say you're on a plane or you're on a train. What's the luck in those cases? So Marsham and the Aruch HaShulchan, they say if you're on a train is like a house, and you light in the house. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, they're not going to be. And it's not so simple to light a whole menorah on a train. It says just light one candle. One candle, they won't be makbid about. Now, Bizmanenu, even one candle will be makbid. Certainly on a plane, you try lighting one candle, and you're in deep trouble. So those that want a taina, the way you can do is light one candle for a second, and then quickly blow it out. Now, like we mentioned, according to Shlomo Zalman, you're not yitzir kachiyah b'chlal if you do that. Because if you lit with the intention to blow it out, then that's not a kima mitzvah chanukah b'chlal. That's not a possibility. You're not going to be yetzi. You can't do it. It's dangerous, and you probably get arrested. And especially if you do it in the bathroom, and therefore that's not a possibility to light on the plane. The shaila is it considered a house b'chlal that you're mechuyev to light? They're the ones that hold you allowed to use the electric menorahs. They tell me it's not considered a house b'chlal. The plane is not considered a house. So those that say no, it's no different than a train. And the Maharsham, the Maharsham said that a train is to light on, so it's over here. Some people say no, a train, they had their own cabin, that it wasn't 400 people in the same room as you, it's not considered a... So there are those that are makel, therefore, l'chatchila, if a person's on a plane, he should, if he has an electric menorah, he should light the electric menorah. If he wants to make a brach on it, that's already a question, because now you really have two sfeikas. You have Rosh Hashanah, Yashar says you can make a bracha, but they say that you can't make, not on a train, not on a plane. And then you have all the other places that say that it's a plane, is a house, but you can't make a bracha on electricity. So your shtickl stuck with exactly what you could do. So it seems that the minhag d'ilam is to light it on a plane, to light the menorah if you have electric menorah, but not to make a bracha. Some people will make a bracha, certainly. Reb Shammai Klaus Gross, I think, says Lahedia in his pamphlet, in his Aksama, too. I don't have it anymore. Maybe I do. I think he says before that you could light it. Certainly that's how Shlomo Khan comes out of the prison to put it, that Bethlehem you could light it even on a plane and make a bracha. Now, if a person is in a place where they're lighting, he's on the road and he has no house, and they're lighting for him in his house, does he have to make a Birchas Haraya or not? Is there the Meikra Adin, he does not make a Birchas Haraya if he the Mishnah Berurah says if they're lighting for him in his house, and if they're not, he should be yaitzeh to somebody else. If they're not lighting from his house and he's out in the desert, so there, lechura, he should like to be able to make a birchas haraya. The Levush says if a person is sleeping in the forest, some people want to say something that he has a tent, he has a whole house. But the Mashmoy says that he's camping out. People went, you're going hiking in the forest. Says that you should light the menorah to become, so you should have a menorah that you can make a birchas haraya. And that was the Mashmoy of the Beis Yosef. That if you don't have somebody lighting for you in your house, then you should light a menorah to be able to tell Chol HaPachos make a Birchas Haraya. So if you don't have a house and no one's lighting for you in a house, you're stuck on the way, then you should light a menorah and make a Birchas Haraya. If somebody's lighting for you in your house, then and you're stuck, you can light a menorah for you if you want, but don't make a Birchas Haraya. That's the Mishnah Berurah's Machriya, not to make a Birchas Haraya. Now the Shaila is, that's talking about people that are on the way. Now this may be the more common question, and with this will end, really. And that is, what do you do when you go away for Shabbos, or go away for a night during Chanukah? Where should you light? What should you light? This is very difficult halacha because everybody has their own daya in the praising b'chlal of what the right thing is to do. And like we said in the Shlomo Zalman, it's not clear in the Rishonim, and it's not clear what the Eker din is of Ner Chanukah. Is there a din on the bayis? It's not a din on the bayis. It's a din on the bayis. You have to send somebody to send it to light in your house. Therefore, it's not exactly clear. I will present to you what I think is the consensus of most of the Paiskim and the Minhag D'ilam. If a person goes away for one day during Chanukah, the first person that really talks about going away for Chanukah is the Pri Chodesh that the Bir Halacha brings down. The question was asked, this was the question. Can you extrapolate from there that it's only in this case or not? That's the Paiskim talking about. Somebody asked the Pri Chodesh, I'm going away to my Shver's house for all 8 days of Chanukah. Where should I light? I'm eating there, I'm sleeping there. Says the Pri Chodesh, you go away for all days of Chanukah. Even if you can go back to have a snack somewhere in your house. But certainly, you're eating in a sleeping bed by your Shver's house, you light in your Shver's house. You should light in your house, there's no one there. Who are you lighting for? The middle of this, Chshad, wasn't worried about Chshad? No, wasn't worried about Chshad. Wasn't worried about anything. Why? They see that there's no one living there, so no problem. The Chshad was only when somebody's living there and they didn't light. But if there's no one living there and they see that the Shris is down, then there's no problem. So those that hold Zafka, the only time that you're mechir your house if you go away for all 8 days of Chanukah. But any time that you go away for less than 8 days of Chanukah, then you're still shy to your house and you have to lay there. Rabbi Yashiv says a different part. Yashiv says it's only in Rav. If you're away for Rav of the days of Chanukah, then you're mechir your Iker, your violence from the house, your Iker, your Rishus from the house, and you light in the other place. But if not, then you still have mechir to send somebody back to your house to light in your house. And he said, it's nothing to do with the Pri Chodesh. Nothing to do with the Pri Chodesh. It's totally in Svar. Kacha. I think the minig of the Olam is not that way. This is the way Rishon Zalman says, and Kamal and Kamal place can go this way, that it's totally in where you are that night. If you go away to somebody else's house to sleep for that night, then that's where you lay it that night. If you're going away to talking about that you're going to be there at their house from the Shas Adlach on. If you're going to be from their house at the Shas Adlach on, you light in their house. And since you're sleeping there, that becomes your house for the night. If you're going away for Shabbos, L'chor B'Pashas is the most problematic Shabbos halachically to go away during the entire year. However, a person doesn't always have a choice. Sometimes the Shver is here, this is here, he has to go away, whatever it is. Matter of fact, as we'll see in a second, he has to go away for Shabbos Chanukah. I heard, I was telling it over to somebody yesterday because I saw two stories of the same thing. Omerli, Shomati, and Chaim Kanievsky. They both heard it and sound like two different stories. Coming to somebody says, oh, I heard the story was that we went to Rabbi Yashiv, to Shver, Rabbi Yashiv in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yashiv sent them home. He says, you can't go with the Shabbos. Sent them home back to Meirat. Either way, the certainly it's lechatchila if you have the possibility. L'maaser, it's already mekubal. All the yeshivas they send the bachur home for Shabbos Hanukkah. However, it's problematic. It's problematic. Bachur may be less problematic, but going away for Shabbos Hanukkah is not so simple. If you have no choice and you go away for Shabbos Hanukkah, you have two shailas of when and where to light, and that where to light. Erev Shabbos and Matzah Shabbos. Where should you light Erev Shabbos? Where should you light Matzah Shabbos? For the most part, Reish Paiskim hold that if you're going away and staying by somebody else for the entire Shabbos, then you light by them Friday for Friday night. You light by them before Shabbos, Neros Hanukkah in their house. If you're eating by them and sleeping by somebody else, most Paiskim say that you eat in the place, you light in the place where you're eating. That's where you're spending your time. That's where you're eating your Shalosh Sudas. That's where you're kavua. And even though you're sleeping somewhere else, certainly if you're sleeping by somebody else's house in their home, then you don't have a makom yuchud. Even if you're not home, even if there's not home, and you have a makom yuchud, then some place can say, maybe you should eat one suda in that house, and that will become, I think the minig is where you're eating. Yesh v'yesh, it doesn't really make a difference. Lakan or lakan, you can either eat in the place that you're eating, the place that you're sleeping if you want. If you want to eat in the place, you want to light in the place where you're sleeping, and also eat a suda there, matev manoyim l'chayir yeteh both. It's makom shina and a makom vachim. That's with regard to Friday night. With regard to Matzah Shabbos, then it gets very sticky. Because most people are not staying over Matzah Shabbos. The best way to get out of the problem is to stay over Matzah Shabbos. Then you for sure land in the place where you're staying. If you're not staying over Matzah Shabbos, so the problem is that after Matzah Shabbos is already late, it's already Seif Zman Hadlaka, and you want to light as soon as possible. So you have three possibilities. You could either light in the place where you're staying as soon as possible. You could send the Shliach to your house and light at that time. And that way you're lighting in your house, Ayidei Shliach, but you're not lighting Bechlal at the earliest time. Or you can wait till you get back to your house at night, later on. What is the best idea? This is Machlekes HaPeskim. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that you should light in the place where you're staying. That's where you were the entire day. So it's just a Hemshech. And that's where you should light. And you don't even, if you don't have to have Lava Malka. If you have Lava Malka, Matev Manoyim, it's Kibbutz, you're eating there. And that's what some people do. They hang around for a little bit, and that becomes their Makom HaVadlaka. However, many Paisim say that you should light, if you're going to get back to your house at a time where there's still not Kol Seregel Menashuk. In other words, Bizmaneinu, Kol Seregel Menashuk Bizmaneinu, before 11 o'clock at night, especially Matzah Shabbos, people are hopping around, going place to place, then you can just wait till you get back. You should be Mizaris, get back as soon as possible, the closer the better. However, to wait till you get back and light in the place where you're, in the house that you come back to. I think it's one of those two. For the most part, there are those that send the shliach to light. For the most part, that is not the minhag of the Eilim to send to the house to light. Even though Rabbi Yashar wasn't sound like that, the Chazanish told the Chaim Kanievsky that he should send the shliach. Kimdumani, that is not the minhag of Rav Rubim of the Eilim to send the shliach at all. We don't say, if you're not home, then we don't say that you have to send the shliach to the house that the shliach should light. Rather, you light in either or. You have one of these two choices, either to light in Matzah Shabbos in the place that you're staying and stick around for half an hour, stick around for a little bit of time, or wait till you go back to the place where you're to your own house and light over there. Since Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that Harbid Varmatali Bisvaro Bu'ubnas of the Liba, you should wait Bizmanenu, where it's Pashat that the Kol Seregel Menashuk is till 11 o'clock at night. And Saivi Sai Matzah Shabbos, you're not lighting at the time of which is the Ikrat Zman HaLacha B'Pashat. According to the Rambam, Bechlal is not the Zman of Halakha. You already missed it by far. Unless you have to say the Matzah Shabbos at a different time. So exactly Matzah Shabbos is not exactly there. You don't have the regular time. Once you run out of the regular time, and the Matzah Bizmanenu is that it's called regular Shabbos much later, and Lachar without a problem, and Mikra, then you're allowed to light in your house later. There's a question I'll take then. If you didn't light, then the Mechaber passes is supposed to light later. With a Bracha, Bechulu, you're supposed to do everything. The question is, how you Mechaber Lechatchila? Maybe in such a case where you're going to be sleeping in your house, and it's not called the regular Shuk, and it's Saivi Saivi Matzah Shabbos, and then Lechura, the Tzvar would say, I would think that you should light in your house, when you come back to your house, then you should light in your house with a bracha, Lahalik Ner, and Shal Sinisa. Just, I guess, Sif Dalet, start from the Ner Anay, so we didn't do it. Sif Dalet is that you're supposed to be Seraph the Sheman Anay, sir. The Sheman Anay, Rosh Hashanah just points out, he says, why do you have to be Seraph the Sheman Anay, sir? It's Suri Hano. So it's not a Surya, no. So, however, since the Ran and the Balamar say that we made it like the nearest of the Beis HaMikdash, so Mela, we consider it Kodesh like the nearest of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we serve the Shemen also, just like the Shemen Kilu, as is the Surya, no, like the Shemen of the Beis HaMikdash.